Tantor Audio presents Wicked Beat by Olivia Cunning, narrated by Justine O'Keefe. Chapter 1. Rebecca adjusted the pillow beneath her older brother's head. She smoothed the blanket over his lap, plucked a stray hair from his hospital gown and flicked it onto the powder blue carpet, shifted his arm into a more natural-looking position at his side, licked her thumb and rubbed at a spot of mustard near the corner of his mouth. Wincing, Dave turned his head, trying to escape her spit bath.
"Will you knock it off, Reb?"
"Sorry," she said. "I'm just nervous. Are they really coming?"
"Of course they're coming. They're back on tour next week and haven't fired me yet."
Dave scowled and clutched at his blanket with one hand. He could almost grip it tightly now. Rebecca wavered between pride and despair when confronted by how far Dave had come since his accident, and how far he had left to go in his recovery.
"And they are never going to go for this plan, Reb. Never, never."
"I'll just be filling in for you temporarily, Dave, until you can go back on tour with them. You're unquestionably the best front-of-house engineer on the planet, and you've come up with the perfect solution for their dilemma. They're not going to fire you."
"They don't really have a choice, Reb. I can't continue as their FOH if I can't reach my soundboard. And even if I could reach it, there's no way I can adjust the sliders fast enough to keep up with the band during a live show."
"But you will, Dave. You just need more time to recover. I can work your soundboard until you're ready to go back to work. I'm happy to help you out." In reality, he was helping her as much as she was helping him. No metal band wanted to hire a female live sound engineer. Dave had warned her before she started school.